But the stickers at that scene had also been marked with capital A's and a B. Whoever was doing this certainly wanted to take credit for the murders. The murders weren't improvisatory, but the killer's methods were dynamic. And evolving, of course. "What are you thinking?" Paige asked. "Do you mind if I ask? Or am I getting in the way?" Before I could tell him, another agent interrupted the two of us. If it was possible, she was tanner and maybe even blonder than Agent Paige. I wondered if maybe they'd been put together at the same factory. "We've got another email at the LA Times," she said. "Same editor, Arnold Greiner, and the same Mary Smith." "Has the paper reported on the emails yet?" I asked. Both agents shook their head. "Good. Let's try to keep it that way. And keep a cap on these kids' stickers, too, if we can. And the A's and B's." I checked my watch. Already 5:30. I needed at least another hour at the Schiffman property. Then I wanted to speak with Arnold Greiner at the Times. And I would definitely have to meet with the LAPD before the day was over. James Truscott was probably still prowling around outside, too. At home in D.C., I missed meals as often as not. Nana and the kids were used to it, and Jamila would probably understand, but none of that was an excuse. This had been as good a time as any to break one of my very worst habits in life, missing dinner with my family. But it wasn't going to happen, was it? I called Nana at the hotel first, and then I called Jamila. Then I thought about the poor Schiffman and Bennett families, and I went back to work. Part 2. I Love L.A. Chapter 15.